example, a while ago, I lost someone important to me in a devastating manner. I can't seem to get over this loss and feel as if I'm destined to live a life of loneliness. On bad days, I even feel envious when I see my friends with their partners. What can I do to let myself let go? Thank you.
So really, you've lost someone who's important to you, but the person that's even more important is yourself. And so this loss, it's just an external loss, but you still have the parts of your body that are functioning well, you still have good health. And so this is a boon for you, this is your merit. And so this is also a truth that you're experiencing, that when your mind or the mindfulness leaves your body and heart, you see the danger and the suffering in that. See that wherever your mindfulness or your mind attaches to, that you will suffer right at that point. And so here you can observe that there is a challenge appearing in your life. And suffering is a challenge. And it's something that you need to put up a good fight with in order to pass through it. Well, seeing people who have happiness and feeling jealous, that's normal to feel that way. When there's still delusion, it will be, the mind will concoct in that manner. And so the loka dhammas, these worldly dhammas, are things that we need to be able to accept, that there is gain and there's loss, there's praise, there's blame, there's status and disrepute, and there's happiness and suffering. And if we know those and see those for what they are, then minds, when attached to them, and we see the truth of this Dhamma, how all things that are of the nature to arise are of the nature to cease. And so this feeling of sadness and loss also ceases. And see that all life has this in-breath and this out-breath. The breath comes and goes. And that every life is moving towards old age, sickness, and death. And so therefore, when you meet with this sadness and loss like this, so you met with loss, but don't lose your heart, because your heart has great value to it, and so look after it well.
Dear Ajahn, could you advise any form of practice for one who is suffering from fear and anxiety due to terminal illness? For example, will contemplation of death, life is uncertain, death is certain, dana, merit making, help ease his or her suffering? Thank you for your guidance.
So, one in this state, suffering from a terminal illness, so should try to cultivate goodness, merit, in all kinds of ways. And so there's the merit of generosity, of giving, so you should do that, of keeping the precepts, of releasing animals that will be killed soon so that they can be freed and not have to die like that. And then to cultivate the mind as well, to be meditating. So using wisdom to contemplate how, for all the people who are born into this world, how many live longer than 100 years. How many is it? That all people are moving towards aging, sickness, and death. And this is a satya dhamma, this is a truth. And so the act of seeing the dhamma is seeing this very truth. So there was, at the time of the Buddha, a small girl of just 7 years old. And she was meditating on death, reciting that life is not sure, but death is sure. And death is the culmination of my life. My life must end in death. But she didn't know, however, where she was before she was born. She didn't know after death where she would go, when she would die, the time, the place. She didn't know any of those things. But the thing that she did know was that she would have to die. So we see how death is something that is constant and stable. So we recollect the constancy of death like this. And how this is kind of true for all minds that have been born into body, into this world. And by recollecting in this way, then there can be this state of dismay and dispassion and peace in the mind. And then one isn't careless, but rather tries to build up as much goodness as possible. And so if just staying one night without carelessness, but having a peaceful and joyous heart, and someone else who's lived 100 years without peace, they can't compete with that one who just had a small amount of peace. So in the situation, you take that this is a challenge which has appeared in your life, and that this has come up already. And so, okay, well, I've seen this truth, and this is how the Buddha taught. And so I'm going to lift my heart up to this, to meet with this, and see how all beings need to go towards death. That really death has appeared ever since we were born. And so where is it that we're going to run to? And wherever we run off to, death is going to follow us. Having been born, we move towards aging, sickness, and death, that we must die. So when we die and how long we live, that depends upon the merit and the goodness that we have accumulated already. But having been born already, we should cultivate our hearts so they're able to accept this truth. And however much we're able to accept this truth, then we will experience happiness to that degree.
Krab Namasakan Pra Ajahn, I would like your advice on the following. How can I stay mindful of Buddha for a longer period of time? And where should I place the thought of Buddha? Please kindly advise.
So what can we do to have mindfulness? It was quality of sati, mindfulness or recollection, sampajanya, this clear awareness. But we need to have effort, we need to put in energy into this, and to do this a lot, to do it frequently. And so if we're lacking in mindfulness, if that has slipped, then that shows us that delusion has appeared. So we need to bring up knowledge and awakening in its place. So if we're missing this buddha, then it shows that the mind is deluded already. So therefore, should bring this up, and you can recollect Buddha in the heart, you can recollect it at the chest or on the forehead, or and be reciting Butto, Butto, Butto there. On the in-breath, recite Bud and have the attention at the tip of the nose. And the out-breath, Do, and the attention on the upper lip. And bring the mind to stillness. And then when you forget about that, then pull the mind back to that word. And so do this frequently and become skilled at it. And so this is a means for you to be practicing. And in the end, as you carry on with this, then the mind and Buddha will become intertwined and very firm together. And there will be a knowing of all things as being empty. And here we see Buddha in everything.